It's about 1 minute after the hour of 4 o'clock. And this is the Friday Folk Off program. My name's David Stafford. It is my honor and my pleasure to welcome Mr. Michael. Is it Gaither or Gather?
It's Gaither, nothing Gaither. Fancy.
That's what I thought.
And my honor to be back.
All right. We're all honored.
We're all honored. Thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Alphonse, no, Gaston.
Anyway, good to see you again.
Good to see you. And we were talking about your podcast, mm-hmm. So we may as well start with that.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, I'm a songwriter based in Santa Cruz, and the podcast is called Songs and Stories, and it's basically interviews with other songwriters for the most part, sometimes stories behind my song, sometimes mm-hmm. something like that. But for the most part, it's just one independent songwriter interviewing other independent songwriters, and I'll have them
really cool.
Talking
to
them.
As long
things.
As you have the skills to do it, which I'm sure you
seems
do.
To work. I just posted number 80. It's an interview with yeah. Dorian Michael, but I've yeah. interviewed...
Dorian is such an amazing guitarist.
Yeah,
and
he is.
You've interviewed a lot of my favorites. Jay Hallett. We were talking about Jay and his new album. Who else have you?
Well, it's kind of like collecting baseball cards. You know, I got to get a Chuck McCabe. I got to get a Sherry Austin. I got a Bev Barnett and Greg Newland.
Yeah.
A lot of my favorite local folks. And then I kind of see who's coming through town and
email them and say, hey, you want to come
yeah,
by? Because you're based in, you were telling me, Watsonville. That's
actually.
Where your studio is.
Yeah. That's where I live.
Yeah. Your bedroom with
that's
microphone
the
in it.
That's where the Mac's at. That's where the studio is.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, but I've interviewed people that are a little more well-known, like Lacey J. Dalton's been on.
Cool.
Ancy McClain, Paul Thorne, and a lot of Bay Area people like Rick DeDia and Irina Spiritu that are kind of based in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Lila Nelson is up in Oakland. So people that either I know that I want to just talk to or people that I like what they do and don't know them.
And to be clear, you do... I think what you said is you do like a 15-minute interview and then they play two or three songs.
It varies. Usually the whole show, quote unquote, is about half an hour long.
Uh-huh.
If it's somebody like, you know, Jay or somebody or Houston Jones who has time, I'm going to talk to in 2 weeks, who has time to play, we'll do actually two parts. We'll do one part that's talk and one mm-hmm. part where they play a couple of songs. And they're on the website at michaelgaither.com.
My hardest part about that would be limiting it to half an hour.
Yeah.
But you kind of... have to.
You got to have some kind of, that's kind of the, I yeah. kind of stuck to a format.
Here I have 3 hours so I can, but I have found with very few, Jay and I go back a ways,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
I could talk to him for a long yeah. time, but I don't.
In the first 3 hours of this week's podcast.
Yeah.
Well, plus there's also a web-based station back in Baltimore called Grateful Dread Radio, and they run this
oh, cool.
as a Friday night program.
Now, do they focus on dead music or related?
Grateful Dread. They're kind
yeah.
of a social conscious, politically local events kind of station. They play a lot of folk and Americana, and they
mm-hmm.
also play my podcast, Songs and Stories, as a show on Friday night.
Cool.
So I kind of try to keep to that.
So you are on the airwaves.
Yes.
So you have to keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All
yeah.
right. Well, that's very interesting, but not the point.
Not the point.
No, what is the URL?
You go to michaelgaither.com. It's MICHAEL.
You didn't bring me
GAITHER.com. Here's a card and a...
Oh, that's good.
If I can reach across the
But
desk.
You're here, and I listen to podcasts a lot. I should check this out.
It's michaelgaither.com, and if you use iTunes, you can just search for Michael Gaither or search for Songs and Stories and subscribe, and they'll be downloaded to your computer for free.
Automatically. As if by magic. And it is magic for all.
And if you want a sticker, just send me an email, and I'll
yeah,
send you a sticker.
Yeah, he brought in a couple of nice little stickers. If we had a camera, I'd show it to you. But
so the whole thing started with me just... When I had the site michaelgaither.com, it seemed awfully narcissistic
and
under my name on a website.
Yeah.
And like, what do I do with this thing? And now I'm used to promoting myself and my shows, but it's really fun. It gives me a chance to talk to other songwriters.
Yeah, and
I've
gotten
learned
some
a lot.
Great ones.
Yeah, I just like I said, I just posted the 80th one, and I've got three or four more in the queue, and it's a lot of fun. People seem to like it.
Yeah. That's kind of similar to what I do here in a lot of ways, and people seem to like it. I like it.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love music, and I love live music especially, and that's kind of what we do, the
mm-hmm.
closest we can to live music. So, and people want to know. We have all kinds of stories we could tell you about Jay and his new album, but we're not going to.
I cut most of those out.
Oh,
no.
All of them are...
Well, the funny thing about cutting is that there's been a couple people I interviewed where they said, well, you can just fix this in editing, and I said... I don't edit. If I edit, it takes me 4 hours.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly... Yeah, people don't realize that. Yeah, you can edit. You can fix notes. You can take out noises and stuff, but each one is like 20, 30 minutes.
I don't want to,
you know.
Except when I interviewed Shoujo Jock, God bless him, there were a lot of F-bombs.
Oh,
it was hilarious, but I thought,
No. You could on a podcast, but then the people playing it back.
They
can't do that.
It was really funny.
Shoujo's been on a number of times, and he's been quite the good boy.
And it was a great interview.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, primarily you're going to be playing in the area, which we'll talk about but you are a singer-songwriter.
Yes, I am.
And you're here to sing and song, not songwrite.
Sing and song.
Sing and song.
Is song a verb now? I can't keep up.
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think that one's taken off.
Okay.
But you're here to sing your songs or whatever you choose. So here he is, Mr. Michael Gaither.
Thank you. Here's one called Get Into My Glory Days. As a kid, I said I'd walk up on the moon, join the circus, maybe draw cartoons. Well, that didn't happen. I've no regrets of all the things I've done. I ain't done yet. Glory days, glory days. I'm still getting to my glory days. My high school friends miss the days back when you couldn't pay me to go there again. I never wore a Letterman sweater. I left those years behind. Life got better. Glory days, glory days. I'm still getting to my glory days. The friends I make now, I make for good. We've been here long enough to know we should. Life's too short now not to take that chance. Gotta love, gotta sing, gotta dance. Glory days. One day I'm heading up beyond the blue, where those footprints in the sand lead me to. St. Peter, I'm praying it led me in. Well, that's when my real glory days begin. Glory days, glory days. I'm still getting to my glory days. I'm still getting to my glory days. Yeah, I'm still getting to my glory days.
Michael Gaither. Beautiful tune. Is that recorded yet?
That's on the new CD, Dog Speed.
Okay, I don't think I have that one.
You should.
Okay, it might be in the library.
Okay. Hope so. If not, we'll leave one.
All right.
Or two.
Michael Gaither, G-A-I-T-H-E-R. And where are you going to be playing?
I'm going to be playing tomorrow night at Mission City Coffee Roasting Company on the Alameda in Santa Clara.
2221.
I should know. I've typed that out enough the last couple of weeks in emails.
No, it's taken me years.
2221, the Alameda. I'm opening for Chuck Brodsky, one of my favorite songwriters.
Absolutely,
so I'm doing
too.
A 5 or 6 song set opening for Chuck, and did that about a year ago when Chuck came through town and played your show for the first time.
Mm-hmm,
so we're kind
mm-hmm,
of doing the
mm-hmm.
whole thing again.
Well, Chuck's a tremendous songwriting talent. He's been doing it for a long time.
Yes, he has. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a mission.
It's a great venue.
It is, yes.
Plus, I love gigs where I don't have to bring a van full of gear.
They have most of it there.
They do. And Matt's just wonderful on sound.
He is. And they've really redone the place.
Oh, it's a wonderful place to play.
Made it in.
I played last summer. I did one of Bev Barnett and Greg Newland's Acoustic Fridays with Chuck McCabe.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my favorites. I'll just open for anybody named Chuck, basically.
Okay, or anybody else. It'll
anybody
pay
else.
You a couple of bucks here.
Exactly.
And there.
So I've played there a few times now, and it's a great place to play. The sound's great. They treat you nice.
So Chuck Brodsky and yourself, and what's the date of that again?
The 16th. Tomorrow, January 16th.
Oh, okay.
Where does the time go?
I remember Chuck sent me an email, but it didn't sound like he has another gig tonight, which wasn't local, I think. Otherwise, I would ask him to be on, and every once in a while.
Well, when you fly that far, you have to do a few things to cover your airport.
Most definitely. Yeah. January 16th.
Tomorrow night.
And 16th. Music starts probably at 8 o'clock?
Yes.
8 or 7:30.
And last I heard, tickets were going, but still available. So.
Yes. Well, that's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And now has Chuck been on your podcast?
Yeah, yes, he has. In fact, last year after we played the Mission City show, he did K-Pig that following Sunday.
Mm-hmm, which is down in that area.
Yeah, which is like 2 miles from where I live. So I went by afterwards and we sat in my car and did a podcast.
Yeah, people don't, with technology the way it is, doing a show by myself here, it can be challenging when you're setting up mics and doing a show, and I make way more mistakes than if I had half as much to do, that's for sure. Though I would no doubt make mistakes either way. No excuses. But when you're doing a podcast, you're doing everything. You're doing carrying the equipment, and obviously in a car. What do you use?
The equipment's about this big.
Okay, you use a little digital recorder.
It's called an Eteral. It's a digital recorder with built-in stereo mics. Incredible quality.
Yes. They can be.
Put it on the dashboard, and we get a stereo recording, and it sounds really good. And I have a Mac, and I cut it together with GarageBand.
And you only do two people with one mic is how you do it?
Uh-huh. I've done a couple with two people, and next Sunday I'm interviewing Houston Jones, Everybody at
That's
Once. Which is
six
gonna,
or seven people.
It's going to be very interesting.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Houston Jones
are
awesome.
We'll just name drop for an hour.
We won't.
Chris Key and Travis from Houston Jones on about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we did the three of us, but we were at a showcase all playing the same thing last fall, talking about doing one on the new album, their new album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the band interplay, and it was, professional, funny. And I looked over at my wife, and I said, I got to interview the whole band. And
yeah.
Got the idea too.
I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And Jackie on the Thursday program here is pretty good friends with them. She has them on pretty often. They're going to, I'll do a little name dropping. We're having our annual Folk Bluegrass and Beyond Marathon, and Jackie does her wonderful program from 7 to 10 p.m., and she's going to have Houston Jones on the 18th, the day before the marathon starts. It's kind of our precursor marathon, and she'll be asking.
Any chance to hear those guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, they are amazing.
Nice bunch
Glenn
of guys,
Pominiac, that guy's one of the best guitarists I have ever seen, and I have seen a lot.
And he plays left-handed.
Yes, and I think it's upside down,
too. He doesn't restring his guitar.
Yeah.
I've seen amazing guitar players watch him go, I'm not going to try and figure it out.
No, you can't. It's like looking in a mirror upside down. You can't tell what I can't tell what he's doing.
I just sit back
you
and
can
enjoy.
Listen and kind of hear, but jeez. Anyway, so we are. What are we doing? We're sitting here talking about
name dropping
jokes.
And yakking about a couple of music geeks in a studio talking about songwriters.
Right,
and,
right.
Well, so the Chuck Brodsky, if you go to michaelgaither.com, you can download that interview for,
I want to spell your website
Thank
out.
Thank you.
MICHAELGAITHER, one word, michaelgaither.com. And
come by and say howdy.
Yeah, and listen to some of those podcasts. They're only half an hour each, so
There's also music and videos and my own stuff there, but have a look around.
Yeah, have a look around. You'll like it. All right. Well, what are we going to hear next, Michael?
Well, speaking of why don't we do this? Talking about music. So I was born and raised in Watsonville, grew up in Santa Cruz, and speaking of name dropping people, Here's some people that went too soon. This is called Where'd the Time Go? But I'm going to fix the capo because I care. And it sounds
better.
Here we go.
All right.
Much better. I saw the Ramones when I turned 17. April 11th looked like Halloween. Gabba gabba. Hey, hey, hey. I wore torn Levi's and leather boots. My buddy John came in a giant mouse suit. Santa Cruz Civic, seems like yesterday. Where'd the time go? I don't know. I stopped keeping track a long time ago. Rock and roll, high school, blitzkrieg bop, slam dancing, we never stopped. Where'd the time go? I don't know. We storm the Coliseum gates. Day on the Green, 78. AC/DC, headline that year. Bon Scott sang a long way to the top, screaming back he'd never stop. Hard to believe he was gone within a year. Where'd the time go? I don't know. I stopped keeping track a long time ago. Singing along with your favorite band, holding up a lighter till it burned your hands. Where'd the time go? I don't know. When Lennon died in 80, we all cried at the Sash Mill Cinema that Tuesday night. They showed Let It Be and we sang along. Man, the people who've come and gone, where'd the time go? I don't know. Driving to work a few years ago, I heard Warren Zevon on the radio, and I knew we lost him. Nobody had to say a word. He sang, keep me in your heart for a while. I started to cry, and I just smiled. I can map my life by the songs I've heard. Where'd the time go? I don't know. I stopped keeping track a long time ago. Oh, you make a mark, sing a song. Time just keeps ticking on. Where'd the time go? I don't know. Where'd the time go? I don't know. I don't know.
Great tune, Michael. Great tune. Yeah, and you left out so many.
I only had three verses in a bridge. You know.
Yeah. I mean, being a musician can be a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Buddy Holly. And last week was Elvis's 75th anniversary, and perhaps mm-hmm. he hang around too long. I don't know. But so many people. Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
August of 95. Gosh, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Where does the time go?
That's right. I mean, and not to mention Jimmy and Janice.
Everybody.
And yeah, Warren Zevon. What, you know, to know your... Oh. I saw him on a Tonight Show shortly before he passed mm-hmm. away, and it was so sad.
Yeah. Well, Letterman was a huge fan.
Maybe it was Letterman.
He gave him a whole hour. He just...
Yeah, I think it was Letterman.
And that's where that wonderful quote comes from.
Which...
Is. Letterman asked him if he learned anything from having his cancer, and Warren Zevon said, yep, enjoy every sandwich. Which is like my signal file for all... It was the title of the tribute album, and it's just...
Enjoy
just,
every
just,
sandwich.
Very just
that
wise
is a great,
three words.
Yep. You know. Enjoy every sandwich. I hadn't heard that before. Not a huge Warren Zevon fan,
oh, okay.
But I did see that, and it was so heartbreaking, and he did write some great tunes.
He did.
He wrote Werewolves of London.
Oh, that was a big hit, yeah. That was the one he was
doing. I don't think I've heard him do it, or if I have. I mean, I heard the Dead do it like 100 times. the whole, no matter where they played, was, the whole place.
It's a great sing-along.
Yeah, it's amazing. What a talent. Anyway, talking this and listening to Michael Gaither, and we're probably doing more talking than listening.
It's okay.
That was a... Now, is that recorded?
That's on the new
CD. Jeez, I don't think... I haven't heard...
I'll give you another one.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard it.
That's on Dog Speed as well.
Very, very nice piece. Thanks. And
that one I really wrote... I really tried to write a song about the Ramones when we lost Joey, and then we lost Johnny, and I'm like... And then we
now,
lost
I was an adult. When the Ramones, I mean, I'm a little older than you are, and I remember when they hit and listening, you know, it was all and you know, I was all into prog rock, progressive rock, Genesis, and Yes, and
all these 2 minute,
and it was hard to get used to. And I had a few friends of mine that were musicians that made the transition like that, and were punks, you know. Had glitter boots and long hair one week, and still had the long hair poofed up, and grungy jeans, like you said, and you know, all of a sudden it was monotonic, really fast guitar, but it's a very, very infectious music.
It is
that you know I like a lot, and I was sad when Joey Ramone. I remember when and John Lennon. Oh, yeah. I'll never forget where I was and what I was doing when I heard John Lennon died, which. Again, that was right before Christmas in 1980. And one of my heroes.
That's one of my songs where every line is absolutely true. I saw the Ramones on my 17th birthday at the Santa Cruz Civic.
Yeah. Well, I believed it.
Yeah.
I didn't even think to. Yeah. I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Didn't have to cheat for the rhyme or nothing.
What's that?
Didn't have to cheat for the rhyme or anything.
No, No, that's great. We're listening this afternoon to Michael Gaither, and I want to ask him to play another tune. What are we going to hear next, Michael?
We'll go back to the first CD. And,
all right.
This is one I wrote. Well, I get to make this wonderful drive over here 3 days a week. I live in Wattsville, so I drive Highway 17.
And your day job is over here.
Yes, it is. Glad to have one. I can afford to be a musician still. So, I wrote this. This is actually the first song I ever wrote and finished, and it seems to be the one that gets the most local airplay. But it just apparently, this is a song about bad drivers on Highway 17, and apparently, bad drivers aren't restricted to Highway 17 because people all over the country play this song. So go figure. I learn something new every day.
High-strung yuppie in an SUV hits the brakes in front of me. 6 a.m. Highway 17. Motorcycles splitting lanes, even in the pouring rain. People ain't too bright on Highway 17. Out the door in the dark again, first thing in the morning, coffee in hand, getting ready to make that dreadful drive. See, here's this windy road on the way to work, people going too fast or they don't even look, and the rest of us wonder if I'll make it back home alive. Travel truck, spitting rock, the guy behind him cuts me off. Happens to me every day it seems. Well, there's some guy changing a flat. Everybody slow down, take a look at that. There's so much to see on Highway 17. It's a perfect picture of the human race. There's a chick on the phone, some guy shaving his face. One's a side driver in the fast lane watching TV. Well, we're just going to work, it shouldn't be that hard. You just keep up with traffic, look out for cars. Everybody play nice, like when we were three. A Porsche passes me at 85. Cop gives his partner a big high five. Picking him off on Highway 17. Yeah, Yeah, horns are honking, cars are rude, lots of pent-up attitude. And then one day, it all occurred to me. You see, it took me years to realize some people just ain't satisfied unless they're doing all they can to get ahead. So you can drive like an idiot, I don't care, they'll steal that work whenever I get there. Hurry on by, I'll take my time instead. So I've been singing now about 17 free years, and it seems to me the stories, they'll keep coming every day. So when a car on fire hurls into a wall and the looky-loo slow things do a crawl, I'll just report what happens along the way. Like this kid I saw straddle in both lanes, texting someone, and I hate to complain, but that's a car that just deserved to hit a tree. So if you honk and cuss when you're on the road, pay attention. You never know, you might be in the next version of this thing. It's up at 5, I'm out the door, wonder what the hell I'm doing this for, but now I've got my own philosophy. See, it ain't that hard, you let people pass, keep your eyes on the road, stay off of my back, we'll survive Highway 17. Day after day on Highway 17. Got my life and my hands on Highway 17. Just get me home from Highway 17.
Michael Gaither.
There's a happy little song.
Yeah, well, there have been a few songs written about Highway 17. I'm going to play one of them when your segment's over with. It's an instrumental from a gentleman named Lawrence Juber that was here a few. Yes, me too. You know, one of the things, I used to live up in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and I drove it every day. Uh-huh. And that one of the things, A, it's a poorly designed road, but B, people are all nuts everywhere. But the other thing is you've got two major classes of people driving the thing. There are people like you, mm-hmm. and at the time, me, now I'd be in the other category, who know every curve, mm-hmm. know the dangerous ones, and drive it, if it wasn't for the other traffic, you could drive it, not blindfolded, but it's easy. Yeah. You know where the tricky parts are.
It's muscle all, memory, you know where everything's
yeah,
at.
You know where everything's at. You can do it, most of it, at 60 miles an hour. Used to do it every day, mm-hmm. Or more. And then there's the people that it's their first or second or third or even tenth time over time. And
we call them the rookies.
Yeah, or the turistas or whatever. Yeah, There's a lot of names. But, you know, they drive it really, really slow, and it just drives you insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm one of those people. I don't speed. I don't do that. I don't tailgate and that. But it does drive me crazy.
The third factor is the people that just have to keep bobbing and weaving.
Well, they're everywhere, but because of the roads, they're... Huh. What? Yeah. Rush hour traffic and some loony is zip, 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 and then, 5 miles down the road, he's a car in front of me.
Literally.
It's insane. But they are everywhere.
Quick aside was when my carpooler and I last week, she had her stepdaughter out from Colorado, who's 19, drives well, nice, 17, so she was going to meet some friends in San Jose. So she rode with us over in the morning, and we're watching these cars zip by, and she said, are these people late, or are they just dumb? And we said, they're dumb.
They're dumb and they know the road.
Yeah.
And after a while, I mean, I'm telling you, I could do that road in my sleep and did a couple of times. I mean, this was when a long time ago. It's when I was back in college, but I did it every day, sometimes two, because I lived above Los Gatos, up close to Summit. You know, it was a good pull up there, but it wasn't all the way to Santa Cruz. But I knew every nook and cranny and could.
And the whole point of that song is, I got to go to work, but what's the hurry?
Oh yeah. Well, there are always the. You know, anyway. Good song. Another thought-provoking song. And yes, I looked. Your CD's not in our library.
I'll leave you one.
That would probably be a good
thing. I have a few left.
We're listening this afternoon to Michael Gaither, his website. And he does a very nice podcast, by the way. MichaelGaither.com. If you like this kind of music and like songwriters he interviews and lets song, much like I do, but a little different, of course. And
you can download them.
You can download them and listen to them in your car at any time at your convenience. MichaelGaither.com, MichaelGaither.com. I think ukuleles are banned in the state of California. No, that's Washington. Never mind.
Have you been to Santa Cruz lately? There's a huge.
Oh, I know. There's that mandolin club where they have. Ukulele club. What am I saying? Ukulele club where they have all these rookies. And, no, it's a great instrument. Easy to play, hard to master.
Yeah.
So
somewhere in the middle.
You've got your uk out, and what are we going to hear?
Well, this is speaking of tomorrow night's show. I'm really fond of story songs, and this is I might have played this last year. This is on the new CD, Dog Speed, and it's what I call my 9/11 song with a happy ending. This was the true story of a guide dog named Roselle, who was 80 floors up in the South Tower with her owner, Michael Hinkson, when everything happened almost 9 years ago. And Roselle basically did what a guide dog is supposed to do and calmly walked him out down 80 flights of stairs with everything that happened. And I was able to contact Mr. Hinkson after I wrote this song, and that was okay to tell his story in song form. This is called Roselle. And I don't know if the mic's going to be loud enough in this mic. You might want to. Okay. On that 9/11 morning, when the planes came down, he was sitting at a desk, 80 stories from the ground. We saw it on the TV. No, he didn't see a thing. When it hit, he reached for her. She looked up to him. Roselle, the guide dog, she was sleeping on the floor. She stood up, knew it was time to hit the door. Roselle didn't panic or hesitate at all. She just took his hand, led him down the hall. You know we all need our own Roselle sometimes. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. A friend who leads you from the dark into the light. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. They went down a stairwell through smoke and broken glass. She kissed the fireman as they ran quickly past. And when he felt the other tower fall, he prayed they'd be all right. Then by the grace of a dog, they walked outside. Outside in the wreckage, he wondered where to go. Then this yellow lab walked him to a cab that took them both back home. Now I've heard angels walk among us, and I'd say it's true, 'cause I know one who walks on four legs and wags a tail when she looks at you. Yeah, we all need our own Roselle sometimes. We all need our own Roselle sometimes.
a friend to lead you from the dark into the light. We all need our own Brazil sometimes. Yeah, we all need our own Brazil sometimes.
Wow. Great song.
Brazil's a very good dog.
Yes, indeed. I don't think I'd heard that story before.
Yeah, it was...
Well, you know, sometimes in the horror of it, you just like this. I want to send out a few words to the folks in Haiti.
Yes.
And to, obviously, they're not going to hear me. But, you know, I look at that stuff, and that could be us. Here in the Bay Area, I mean, and so I, what a tragedy, and the picture on the front page of the Mercury today, I don't know if you've seen it, but it looks like a Nazi concentration camp, that's what it, in full living color, just awful, awful, and so if anything you can do to help
folks.
And that
folks, could happen anywhere.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
There were more down south today, there was Hawaii had a 3.0, and I think.
3.0 is nothing.
Venezuela had a 5.0.
Yeah, it doesn't get bad till it gets around 6.
Oh,
yeah. And yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
89.
But that was not. I mean, that's the biggest in my lifetime so far. Knock on wood. And I remember exactly what I was doing then too. I was refinishing a guitar. It was very weird, but not that interesting. You know, the really big ones. Each number on the Richter scale is times 10.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
correct.
That was basically it was 6.9, I think, or 6.97, something like that. So that was 10 times bigger than 89 if you were around it. And 89, it got your attention.
It did.
And it killed a lot of people when the freeways collapsed and stuff. But anyway, nothing like Haiti. I mean, jeez. I mean, anyway, folks, if there's anything you know how to do or you can do, then this would be a real good time to do it.
Send
a check is always something if you have some few extra dollars. Talking this afternoon to Michael Gaither. Michael's going to be performing with Chuck Brodsky at the Mission City Coffee Roasting Company tomorrow night, starting at 8 p.m. Mission City Coffee Roasting Company is at 2221 the Alameda in San Jose. And if you want further information, I'm sure this information is on your website.
Yes, it is.
And if you're doing your job, michaelgaither.com.
I spend way too much time on my website.
I have the feeling you spend a lot of time, yes. It's a real time sink. Plus, when you start doing audio and video, and you may say you don't do editing, but you end up doing some editing, you can't help it. It's a lot of work. You get half an hour of good material. Wouldn't necessarily have to do a lot of editing, but it's a lot of work thinking about it and everything. MichaelGaither, michaelgaither.com. And it's been a real pleasure. I have time for one more song. So it's going to be hard to top the last couple. I really enjoyed those.
Just funny and sarcastic.
Oh, it's up to you. I never tell. Well, I very seldom tell artists what to play. Once in a while I do. But generally not. I wouldn't close with a really slow, sad song.
No.
Myself,
no.
But that's just me. Some people do. I better have something queued up here. Oh, I do have. I do have. I'm going to have Lawrence's.
This is also on Dog Speak with Child. I will leave you a copy.
I've looked around. Sorry.
This is Rain's in the Forecast.
Oh, definitely. And we need it.
You got to have a train song, a moonshine song, and a rain song.
And a We're Out of Beer song.
This is called After a Good Rain. Thanks again for having me on. The rhythm on the roof wakes me at night. Rocks me back to sleep. It's all right. You know what?
Ooh.
I'm bringing a different capo tomorrow night.
That was rough, Michael. I was just getting into it.
It started off so nicely, too, didn't it?
Absolutely beautiful.
All right.
The rhythm on the roof wakes me at night. Much better. Rocks me back to sleep. It's all right. Gutter clicks like a metronome outside. I could lay here, listen all night. After a good rain, I can breathe. The sky never looks so clear to me. There's a rainbow right behind that cloud, and another sunny day after a good rain. It's coming down in buckets and in sheets, like cats and dogs bouncing at my feet. Just let it wash all over me. A thunderstorm, it's just therapy. After a good rain, I can breathe. The sky never looks so clear to me. There's a rainbow right behind that cloud, and another sunny day after a good rain. Rhythm on the roof wakes me at night. Seems to be no end to it in sight. The little rain never hurt no one, and the darkest rain leaves the brightest sun. After a good rain, I can breathe. The sky never looks so clear to me. There's a rainbow right behind that cloud, and another sunny day after a good rain. Now there's a rainbow right behind that cloud, it'll come again after a good rain. Yeah, after a good rain.
We are supposed to be getting a humdinger
for about a week and a half.
Yeah, which is cool. I love rain. I love rain. I wouldn't necessarily like driving over Highway 17 in it in my current state, but
it doesn't slow anybody down.
No, not really. But it makes it a lot slipperier. It slows some people down.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right.
Is some people go really, really slow, mm-hmm. and there's only two lanes each way, and
there's a truck in one of them.
Right, and sometimes the trucks go anyway. It's
There's a bus in the other.
It's a famous road, and over the years there have been a number of songs dedicated to it. Speaking of which, the rain. I was watching Channel 2's news at noon, and they were showing this these cliffs in Pacifica, which is up where Jay lives, but he doesn't. I don't think he lives on the cliffs, but anyway, and. You know, the cliff is wearing away.
Right.
And I didn't realize they did a long shot. And here's this, the one that the apartment they were showing was, looked like it was maybe 6 feet from the edge of the cliff. And then the cliff was really long. And right at the bottom of it, they're setting boulders. And the sea, which was, you know, close to low tide, is like going to, and you're looking at this huge cliff and these tiny little boulders they're setting, going, oh my God, I'd plan for new housing accommodations.
That will hold us up.
Yeah, that's going to work. I mean, you know, whatever. Apparently, over the years, it's. Anyway, so a shout out to them and best of luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are apartments.
Get
so.
Some bigger rocks.
Yeah. They had bigger rocks, but they needed, look to me, what do I know? Look to me like they needed way bigger rocks. Once again, Michael's podcast, what's it called? Songs and Stories. And you can find that directly at michaelgaither.com, michaelgaither.com. Or you can go to, now I use, you can see I have iPods. Mm-hmm. So I use the iTunes store to, but I find it very difficult to navigate, to find podcasts on, unless they're one of the top 10 or whatever. They seem to, they didn't used to be that way, but now.
I don't know if there's like so many of them, but it's just even like searching for mine, sometimes it'll come right up, and sometimes.
Well, you, and you know what to type in. If you're just looking for a type of podcast and don't really know a name, it's it's hard to find them. So,
but music, good luck.
Yeah, right. I tend to listen to technology podcasts, and it's hard to find them. The top 10 ones, the top.
And when you find one you like, subscribe to it so you can keep finding it.
Yeah, you know what happened to me last time is I accidentally erased all of my podcasts. I just wanted to erase old episodes, but I accidentally just hit Control A.
All your subscriptions.
Control D, and they're all gone. And then I have to remember what the heck they were because I've been doing this for a while. Anyway, but Michael is on iTunes, the iTunes store, free, of course. And that's just type in his name, Michael Gaither. And even more importantly, I think.
There's two CDs up there, too.
Oh, CDs, right. You do have a couple of CD releases. And you can go to Michael's website, find out about him, and listen to his podcast and become a fan. Mission City Coffee Roasting Company in San Jose, right on the border with Santa Clara, tomorrow night at 2221 the Alameda, January 16th. That's tomorrow night. Music starts at 8 p.m. Go see some live music. Make your soul fly high with Chuck Brodsky, the great Chuck Brodsky. So that's going to be a great show with both of them. What a treat.